Nothing can bring a campus together like a good old guard raid. We didn't have open dorms like you guys now. It was very seldom that you could go into the guys' dorm, so we would wait until curfew and raid each other with water balloons.
Welcome, everyone, to this week's episode of Lest We Forget. Our guest today is a 1998 graduate who currently serves as Chief Economic Development Officer of the Greater Jackson Chamber right here in Jackson, Tennessee, where she has been on staff for 24 years. She's part of Team Madison County to market Jackson to industrial companies in an effort to have them locate in Madison County. Since her involvement with Team Madison County, nearly 15,000 new industrial jobs have been created, representing investments of over $3.64 billion. Please welcome my guest, Mandy White.
Thank you so much. You didn't have to mention my graduation year.
Yes, no, but we do have to tell them.
It's okay.
It's proof of graduation, right? Okay. Proof of your time here at Union. Thank you. Thank you. Speaking of your time here at Union, tell me, do you have any favorite classes? Was there a professor that you really enjoyed while you were here? Anything like that?
Sure. Well, my degree is in psychology, and I'm not doing anything that I thought I would be doing, but I use it every day.
Right.
So I took a lot of sociology, psychology, social work classes, and when I think about that, I think Marianne Poe stands out to me. She is kind and humble and compassionate, and taught that from being a professor, but also she practiced it in her daily life. I went after graduation on a GO trip, which was our spring break mission trip, and I helped lead that with her right after I graduated. And I've never experienced serving like I did with her. She really just she teaches that, she practices it, she walks the walk, and really helped us to have an amazing experience.
That's so wonderful. Yeah. Where did y'all get to go on that trip?
Memphis.
Okay.
It shows you mission does not have to go far away.
Absolutely.
It was unbelievable.
Absolutely. That is so wonderful. What other fun memories did you have while you were here on campus? We all have our academic memories, but we also have all the memories that you make outside of your classes. Were there any that just kind of have come to mind through the years?
Well, Greek life was very meaningful to me and was so much fun, and that's expected. So I'll mention something that sounds so crazy, but nothing can bring a campus together like a good old guard raid. We didn't have open dorms like you guys now. It was very seldom that you could go into the guys' dorms, so we would wait until curfew and raid each other with water balloons or throwing flour at each other, and until you've run from Miss Coleman and her moo-moo across campus trying to not get busted, you don't know what fun is. But it really did bring everybody together, athletes, Greek life, non-Greeks. We all were unified at that point. It was just a lot of fun.
That is so fantastic. I love that. I love those kinds of stories. And I love the freedom that you have to share them once you're no longer a
Absolutely.
Student, right?
I have my diploma now. Right. I think it's okay.
Right. You're like, I think we're okay to say this now.
Yes.
I think that's a wonderful thing. How have you seen your time at Union and how maybe it has impacted the career that you have?
Well, when I came to Union, I didn't know a soul. And I was forced to learn how to connect with people, how to form relationships, how to be bold and be in uncomfortable settings where you don't know anybody. And that's what I do every day. Everything I do is about relationship building. And I think that the leadership that I learned in campus activities and Greek life, as well as learning how to meet people and relate to people, is something I use every single day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was a theater major in college, and I tell people all the time that may not be what I do now, but I use it every single day.
I agree.
Completely. All the time. Yes. So speaking of your career, let's talk about some of the fun and exciting things. There's so much that's happening in Jackson right now, especially with economic development. So are there a few projects that you're really excited about or maybe one you're like, this has been my baby. I'm so excited this is happening.
Yeah. Well, there are three that come to mind. Two have been my baby, and one I was a part of with a much larger group. And actually, all of them are a part of a larger group. You mentioned Team Madison County. Nothing that I do is done alone. We are a cohesive team that really has no ego, so nobody jockeys to get behind the microphone, except today, I guess. Well,
this is an invitation. Exactly, though, so that's exactly. Different. Yeah.
But that's the beauty of it. I think all of us are really sincere and passionate about making Jackson better, not caring who gets credit, and that's why we've been successful. But the first one that comes to mind is the new Dixie Jackson plant. They announced last year the largest investment in our community's history, $425 million.
Wow.
That's huge. I can't even comprehend that amount of money. But they're going to be building a new plant. Actually, they currently are. It will be open summer of next year. Mm-hmm. And they're going to make Dixie paper plates, bowls, platters, and cutting boards here in Jackson. So that was just a really special project that got to work start to finish. We announced it late last year, and now to see walls going up, it's really, really rewarding. Yeah. We recently announced another new company, 6K. They're investing $250 million. Again, numbers that I can't
quite
comprehend.
There's some big numbers, yes, absolutely.
And this one is, I'll admit, very much over my head. It's in the EV industry, and it's with cathodes, which are a component of electric batteries. And, you know, EV is everything now. As a country, we're moving towards that. Well, currently, over 90% of the raw materials and supplies come from China. So this will bring a new technology that the entire country and the world outside of China will be able to enjoy. It'll make us less dependent on China. It's a very high-tech company. We'll be one of the most innovative and technology-driven manufacturing companies in the whole world right here. And that we had our groundbreaking last week.
That's
so that
so
was
fun.
Always fun. The last one that comes to mind is a new mixed-use development, because we can be successful recruiting companies, but we have to recruit people. Mm-hmm. We have to keep people. We have to get people to move back to Jackson that have left. And it's a $350 million mixed-use environment, going to have 40 acres of green space, several dog parks, a farmer's market, houses, condos, retail. It's going to be really special and exciting, and they announced that, I think, last month, too.
Yes. Yes, I've seen that one, and that one made me really excited, especially trying to look to buy a home. I was like, maybe we wait a little while.
Absolutely.
Maybe. I was like, because it's very exciting, and I think very appealing, especially to your millennial age range, who is looking for that communal living and easy access.
Walking trails, I think almost 10 miles of sidewalks and trails included in there. Yes. But, you know, it is important for the millennials, but we are having baby boomers asking us,
absolutely,
when can I buy a lot? So I think it's going to appeal to everyone.
That's so
it's really
awesome.
Exciting.
That's so wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, how do you see, and especially maybe even as your team, when these projects come in and they come into fruition, how does that truly impact the economy and the community of Jackson?
Sure. Well, I'll say as a chamber, more than 80% of our members are small businesses. So small business is very important. That's the backbone of every society.
Right.
The reason that we focus on manufacturing is that more than any other sector, manufacturing affects the economy. For every job created, for every dollar invested, there are three created elsewhere. So that helps our entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. That helps our small businesses. They're going to pay quite a bit in taxes, which helps our schools and our roads and our parks. They're going to be involved in our community with our nonprofits. And, you know, they give us a lot of attention. So we're getting more interest because of these announcements, because they have already vetted us and people are going, well, what's so special about Jackson?
Yes.
So they help in a lot of ways.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Where do you, this is a fun question, kind of dreaming big, where would you love to see Jackson in 10 years, or where do you think you'll see Jackson in 10 years from now?
You know, with Blue Oval City, which is a project we were blessed to be a small part of, and that's the new Ford assembly plant that's being built down the road. If anybody tells you what we're going to look like, they're lying, because nobody knows.
Right.
Because this is so much larger, $5.6 billion.
Yes.
It's so much larger than any other automotive assembly plant in the country. But what I can say is I think some things are going to be the same and some things are going to be different. What's going to be the same? Our people. Mm-hmm. They're what make Jackson great. The compassion we have for each other, how we rally around our nonprofits, how we are committed to making our community better. So I think our people are not going to change. But what will change is there's going to be innovation and technology and more amenities and more parks and quality of life things for people to, again, we call it recruit, retain, return. Recruit people, new people here. Retain the people who are here and have people return that might have gone to college elsewhere. Maybe they went and moved somewhere else and they're like, well, maybe Jackson has something to offer. I want to come back.
Yes. I can say personally, I've had several friends who have lived elsewhere and are slowly coming back to Jackson.
I love it.
Just recognizing we are in such a wonderful location in the state, all the amenities we have, and then access to so many others that then you don't have to pay the cost of living to have access to.
Exactly right.
Which is wonderful. So
we are about, the last numbers I think I saw, about 23% less expensive to live here in Jackson than the average city in the U.S. And I'll mention, too, we did a recent population study. Between now and 2035, we have the potential to recruit 11 to 13,000 new residents here, which is about 11 to 13% of our county's population. We have to have the housing. So that's why things like the crossing and other things are important.
Yes, yes. All the apartments, all the housing, we have to have somewhere for them to go.
Absolutely.
Yes. Well, for those alum who maybe haven't been convinced yet to move back to Jackson, if they're not local, how can they partner with their own community to help in its development? And whether it's on the economy side or even just, like you said, with nonprofits, what are some ways that they can partner with their own city?
You know, I think get involved and get informed. Go to city council meetings. Learn what's happening. Be a voice. We have so many town hall meetings that are held and no one attends. They have those for a reason. They want to hear what people want. You know, I'm not going to say don't complain, but don't complain and just stop there. If you see something that's going on, think of a solution, get involved, start trying. The people are what make communities great. It's not the politicians. So just get engaged, get involved, and get informed.
Mandy, thank you so much for spending some time with us today. We appreciate it. We appreciate learning from you and just hearing what's happening in Jackson.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. And we hope that all of you will join us again as we continue to hear from our Union Bulldogs.